Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.
Hi, everyone. This is Allison, and welcome to Visible by Numbers on beautiful BBS Radio. I hope you're all looking forward to, you know, this wonderful holiday weekend. I'm spending Thanksgiving in New York with my wonderful daughter and grandkids, and I gotta tell you, I feel pretty blessed to be here and to spend this time together. And I also kind of feel really blessed to have such a great guest on the show this evening. You all know him and you love him from his popular show here right on BBS Radio, Your Inner Thoughts. It's on Sundays and Thursdays, I think 10 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And I was a guest on his show last month, and I'm so happy to welcome him to my home here on BBS Radio. My guest this evening is Michael Gauger, who's a psychic intuitive consultant. Hey, Michael, you there?
Yes, I am, Allison. Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. I was looking forward to it all week. How are you doing today?
I'm all right. I feel a little bit crazy because I've been with the grandkids for, over a week.
Wow.
So it's been a little bit insane. I know you've got kids around you all the time, but it's a little weird for me.
Yeah, we lived with them for a year and a half, and they're moving the same time I'm moving. They're getting their own place there, but we've been together for a year and a half.
Boy, things will be quiet for you when you move.
It's been an experience. Two little boys.
Wow. Oh, boys.
Yeah. Colin and Brady.
Yeah. Well, it's just been I come from a very quiet, environment, and then jump into this here for a week, and it's like, whoa, I forgot how old I was.
I know. It's been an experience. It really has.
Yeah.
What a journey. A year and a half.
Right.
Yeah. I can change. You should see me change diapers.
You good at that, are you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't so sure. That was one of those things I just preferred to, I'd been there, done that, and got the T-shirt. Thanks.
Yeah. I'm an expert at it. Proud of it.
Yeah. They're cute. They're cute. They're beautiful.
Yeah, I love it. I had a good time with them, and we created a bond, and I'm retiring in a couple of weeks, and I'm going to have even more time with them. So I'm looking forward to just being with my two little boys.
Yeah? What's their names? What's their first name?
Cole and Brady.
Ah.
Yeah, Cole's the oldest. He's 2.5. Brady is 1.5.
Yeah. Kids are great. They're beautiful. My daughter babysits for a little boy. Not that my grandchildren aren't adorable, and they are. But this one little boy she babysits just one day a week. And he comes in and he looks at me and his big blue eyes and his blonde hair and he yells, "Green crayon!" And he's so excited because he's holding a green crayon. And the beauty of that expression coming out of a little child getting so excited about something so simple as a green crayon,
Like,
don't you wish you could get thrilled over something like that,
Oh, I get it all day long. From 6 in the morning to 8 at night. One's got blonde hair and blue eyes, and the other one's brown and hazel, maybe.
Yeah. Do you think they're going to take after their grandpa? You think they're going to...
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you can tell, can't you?
I communicated with them before they came in.
Yeah? Wow.
Yeah, when Cole was getting ready to come in, I was having dreams from him and communications.
Wow.
Yeah.
I feel pretty tight with my grandkids, too. I have to say that Aiden, when he was born, he would be sound asleep, and my daughter would put him in my arms, and he would open his eyes and look at me, and it looked like he was peering into my soul.
Yes.
And I was just—it was just an unbelievable thing. But enough of, we could go on and on.
I know.
And everybody's sitting there going, well, what about me? Okay, so let's talk here a little bit. Let me tell everybody a little bit about you, because you're new to my show.
Okay.
And I'm really wanting to get my people to tune into your show, because I think you've got a great show. And I want to tell them a little bit about you, or at least, you know, have you talk a little bit about yourself, Michael. Now, I know that you discovered that you had this ability when you were quite young. Do you want to tell everybody a little bit about that?
Okay. Well, it's a long story.
Can you tell them a little bit about that?
It's a long story, but I'll try to chop it up a little. But I was an awkward child.
Yeah.
A little on the heavy side, somewhat of a quiet and reserved and... I guess I was kind of shunned or picked on. I don't want to seem like a crybaby, but I wasn't accepted in a way, so I would go off on myself, and that's when I first started noticing there was things going on.
Yeah.
And it just went on from there. I just always felt pulled. My guides actually introduced themselves at that time when I
really?
Was in school. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it was a little story I tell everybody. It was almost like I had no one to play with, so a Native American, one of my guys, I call him Shaman, he appeared and he brought me Indian kids, and he said, play with these. Nobody will play with them either. So, and this is just some of the things that went on as I was growing. And it continued right up until I left school early, around the age of 15, went to work. And, but in the meantime, I was led to books and people. My mom was actually a medium and a psychic. She had an interest in the old-time seances and mediums, where you went to a church and there was a little old lady in the back of the church.
Yeah.
And she would hold the meeting. That's what it was like back then. Mm-hmm. And then they would meet at her house once in a while. It was just something that circle did at that time.
Mm-hmm.
That and bingo. You go to a medium, then you go to bingo.
Right.
But anyway, they would come to the house, and I would just sit around and listen to all this stuff. And so I was exposed a little there, and then I was led into books pertaining to metaphysics. And it just seemed like I would be given a book, and I would experience that kind of awareness.
Mm-hmm.
And I would learn how to digest it, and then there'd be another book, and then another book. And, at 9 years old, I was reading books on death and dying and reincarnation, and it just continued.
Yeah.
You know?
It's funny how you discover this sort of stuff. Like I tell everyone that, you know, I probably had my first numerology book in my hands approximately at that age.
Right.
And I was driving my mother crazy getting the date of birth of all my siblings so I could figure out what was wrong with them.
Right.
Not what was wrong with them. Trying to figure them out in general from their numbers. Yeah.
True.
And you've been doing this for a long time, haven't you?
I've been doing it publicly for 10 years.
Yeah.
But I can honestly say I've been probably doing readings for 40, and in the early part of it, not even realize I was doing readings.
Right, exactly.
You know, my mother thought I'd be an actor, and when her friends came, she would have me get up in front of the room and tell stories, and I thought that was like it was made to be like we were doing an act or a play.
Mm-hmm.
But I was, now that I remember back then, I was basically doing readings.
Well, you know, the one thing that fascinates me about your name, and don't mind me if I throw a little numerology in here, but, you know, with the numbers, you know, when you do people's charts and when you're looking down through all their numbers, there are numbers that are very specific about connection to the spiritual realm. And there are numbers that are very specifically very psychically inclined. Some of them are more clairvoyant or clairsentient. And in your name in particular, Michael itself is a 33, which is a master number. And, you know, just your first name. And whatever our first name is, whatever it is, when we send that the sound of it is a vibration. And we're sending out like a message to people when we say our names. And it also, it really does envelop our approach to things, our first name. 33 is avatar energy. It's Christ-like energy, unconditional love. It's having a passion for something. But it's also a great deal of psychic ability.
Right.
The other thing that's interesting about your name is Gogger. Just that name in itself, three G's.
Right.
And G's are seven. And at the time of your birth, practically no one had sevens in their name. It's very normal for people to be born during that time to be missing a seven in their name. And here you come along with three sevens.
Wow.
And the sevens are very spiritual. It's carrying the wisdom with you. It's like wise old sage Buddha energy. It's having a knowledge about spiritual things without knowing why you know it. You just know it.
Right,
and when you
right.
take Michael Gogger and you put those two words together, it's an 11 expression.
Wow.
And that in itself is saying messenger. You are a messenger. You come as a messenger. And there is another indication of a psychic connection. So your name is fascinating to me. But you know what, Michael? I think I heard a beep. So
yep.
let me just check here. Hold on.
Okay.
Do we have a caller?
You do.
We do. Okay, who's calling, please?
Maxine from Southern Ontario, and I just want to say hi to Allison, and hi, Michael. It's not easy being green, and Allison, I know what you go through as a grandma. When my grandchildren, my grandson sees me, he goes, Nanny! I go, oh, my God, that just melts me. So I understand. I understand where you are.
Oh, fantastic. I'm a poppy.
You're poppy?
I'm a poppy.
Oh, I like poppy. I like that.
Yep.
Well, Maxine, thanks for calling in. Did you want us to do? We were going to tell the people that called in. You know, actually, Michael was going to use his intuitive abilities and do a little bit of a reading, and I was going to do a little numerology. We're going to tag team people tonight.
I would love it.
You would love it. Well, I'll tell you what. You give me your date of birth, and I'll work on that, and then Michael can connect to you, and he'll do a little bit of reading while I work on this other stuff.
November the 7th, 53.
Okay, 11-7-1953. Okay,
mm-hmm.
I got it. All right, Michael.
Okay.
I'll leave her to you and...
Allison, throw in 14, 13, and 26, too. I don't know what they mean, but that's what I'm getting around her.
Okay,
while I'm reading her.
13, 14...
26, yeah.
Got it. Okay, thanks.
They
okay,
just
go ahead.
Flashed those numbers at me for some reason. Your name was Francine?
No, Maxine.
Maxine. Okay,
mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. Welcome to the show, Maxine.
Thank you.
You got a very nice voice.
Thank you very kindly.
Very powerful energy. Are you a businesswoman?
No.
Or,
I'd like to be.
You should be. You should be. You would be very good at it. So you may see yourself heading into that direction anyway. Somewhere in your future, because I feel like you're destined to do that or dabble in it, so and I wouldn't be afraid to try it. I feel like it would be successful for you. There may even be some partners involved, I'm hearing.
Mm-hmm.
Two other females. One more aggressive in sales and management. The other one, business and capital guidance. A strong angel presence, too, Maxine. I do get angels once in a while, but from time to time I get a strong presence around people, and I like to bring that out. I don't know if you collect them or you pray to a certain one.
Very much an angel lady, yeah.
Okay, so they mean something to you?
I pray and very, very much angels all over.
Okay, because I'm being told to tell you that your prayers are being heard and answered. Remember, I'm hearing all prayers are answered, and I believe you're mature enough and strong enough to understand that it's not always a yes. So you continue to pray anyway, and that's noted. I want to take this time between now and the end of the year in moderation and kind of being aware of myself and the energy I'm spending and what's being demanded from me, kind of regulate how far you spread yourself between now and the end of the year. It's going to be important. I'm being told to tell you that I feel like maybe it's been something's been maybe an upsetting or it's been kind of draining, and I feel like there's just to let you know there's a peaceful period coming, and you should just enjoy it. Don't use it to work or overdo. Use it to relax and enjoy. And it's gonna. I feel like I'm right in it. It's gonna be starting soon. So
is that like work?
I feel like it's gonna encompass everything. Basically, your inner and your whole entire being. There's just a peaceful cycle coming, and it's gonna touch all areas, especially any areas that have been draining. I keep hearing there was some draining issues going on. So. just enjoy when it comes in, because it's going to be like a reversal, and it's going to, things are going to turn around for you and become more tolerable, I'm hearing, and peaceful, and more relaxation, and they want you to take advantage of it.
Thank you.
Very important not to overdo anything. It keeps popping out at me. Moderation, moderation in everything. I don't know, what do you overdo things? You carry too much and you do too much? Or is, it must be, especially with, are you working, Maxine?
Not at the moment, but I'm waiting for, it's a transfer, and I'm waiting for to be called, and they haven't called me, and I'm wondering if they're going to call. And
okay, they're going to call, I do believe.
And that, then they want me to work 12 hours a day, so I understand what you're saying.
That's, I was just going to say that. I got a feeling I would give it like maybe two more weeks, and I definitely know you're working and busy within the next 30, but I feel like it may be probably within the next 2 weeks, and I feel like it's connected to that, overdoing something.
I get it. I understand it. Yep.
So
they want 12 hours a day, and I want to do like six, so...
Yep.
And, there you go.
Right. Is there a better half that maybe...
No, I don't have a partner right now. Do you
okay.
see someone?
that's always a good question.
Wow.
And it's, and I like that question, too. I'm not afraid of it. Some readers are, the romance thing, but I'm kind of not... doesn't scare me too bad.
I got an answer to that.
Not for the, I would go into, okay, I'm well into the end of the year with it, put it that way. I want to say the beginning of January, possibly, somebody on the scene. I feel like I meet him at a celebration of some kind. Are you going to any parties, weddings? I know the holidays are here, but this might be a wedding or a housewarming or... birthday, anniversary, above and beyond that, the holidays?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. Well, you might find yourself getting invited to something between now and the end of the year. Any gatherings you go to or social events, be very open to, especially if you're doing it with friends or neighbors or relatives, be very open to a connection, to a friendship. You know, other than just a friendship, I feel like it could go into a relationship.
Well, I could use that.
Yeah, I just keep hearing at celebrations, at celebrations. New baby, too, for some reason. Somebody somewhere may be saying, guess what? Remember me saying that. I don't know if that one just came or there's one expected or you may be surprised by the end of the year.
Well, I'm already waiting, and I keep telling my son-in-law, work hard. Do your thing,
okay,
baby.
Okay, because I feel like it was an issue, and I believe you're going to have some luck there.
Can I ask you, there's a family issue of getting along, and I'm wondering, and that would involve brand-new son-in-law, but it's a family issue. Will that resolve?
On a disturbance in the family?
Well, it has to do with, prior.
Yeah. It's a family disturbance, and mm-hmm. you're wondering if it's going to blow over again.
Yeah.
I believe so, yes. I just...
Will it have to do with the new baby coming?
It will have something to do with the new baby, and it's going to also have something to do with the women that are involved, and it's going to have something to do with a gathering of some kind, too.
A gathering.
Yep.
Is that like a funeral?
I'm not sure. If it is, it's expected, and it's not too dramatic. It's kind of like, you know, I mean, all passings are sad, but I feel like maybe it's expected or planned already or already developing. I'm getting a joyous to this, so I'm not really scared of it or mm-hmm. worried about it.
Mm-hmm.
The women, I'm getting the women making this better somehow.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe the holidays affect it too, but I am getting a disturbance in the family being healed.
I hope so, because I've been a doormat. I'm tired of that now. I don't want to be a doormat no more.
There is a healing coming. You're gonna. And it was a very good observation with the new baby, because I do believe it plays a part. That's why
wow.
they were showing me it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, listen, I'll hand you over to Allison.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Well, listen, Maxine, just to touch on a few points here. What Michael said about a gathering and what he said about around January, what I'm going to tell you for right now, you're in a 9-year, which means this is not a year to begin any relationships anyhow. And you really got some serious energy that comes in January, which is wanting you to begin something new, which is really a good time to begin a new relationship. And it's really funny that he honed in around January, because that is a 2-month for you. And 2 means, you know, romance. It can mean love. It can mean meeting a soulmate or somebody very significant. So you have 2 numbers that are coming up, the personal year that you're going into, plus the fact that January is a 2-month. It's just very, very, you need to get out there, okay? So if you do get invited somewhere, do go. And do realize that you can bring in a new relationship definitely next year. Not this year. Wait this year out. This year for you specifically is there's a lot of letting go, and you've got to let go, and there's a lot of emotional things. And this year might feel very heavy and very disturbing for you, very emotional, because you're working through the things in your life you need to get rid of, okay? This can be relationships. It can be family relationships. It can be love relationships or whatever. But in a 9-year, we always have, sometimes we, you know, the universe in its infinite wisdom shows us what needs to be let go of, you know, what's really creating chaos in our lives. And so that's a lot of what's going on with you this year. And you're being asked to let go of things that are dragging you down. Now, I want to tell you that you are a 9 life path. And you also have a 7 birthday. So there's so much spirituality around you. It's like you came in with this knowledge. It's not about you going forward and learning it so much as you remembering it. And so this is so much part of your energy. And so these angels that Michael talks about and these angels that you talk to, you yourself, you are a spiritual teacher. You yourself have a great deal of intuitiveness, psychic ability. I'm sure that you have your own little visions and paranormal experiences, because
yeah.
this is a lot of what this energy is around you. And you also, for the most part of your life, my dear, you know, usually with 9s, and especially with a 9 first pentacle, sad childhood. So there can be a lot of relationships with your family that is all part of your experience, you see, because you're here. Part of what you're here is this is a completion for you in this lifetime. This is a time for you to move on, to maybe become, you know, a guide next time. But this is about you learning about forgiving and letting go and unconditional love. And quite often people that come in with 9 energy, childhoods are hard. There's problems with relationships. And this is all serves to teach you to what compassion is. You know, sometimes we're put in a position of being a victim in order to understand what that feels like, so that later on down the road when we meet somebody that needs our help, that we reach out to help them. So, you know, I can see a sad childhood, and I also can see some time in your life of loneliness where, you know, you've actually felt like you didn't fit in, like the square peg in the round hole, and maybe you didn't. You know, maybe even you wanted the solitude because it was easier being alone than dealing with people, you know. But you have so much spirituality around you, not only in your own particular energy, but certainly in the pentacles around you that bring about your experiences. And what Michael said, and I want to agree with, this peacefulness that's coming in for you as definite. I can see you being married or being with someone in these latter years of your life, absolutely. And I do see you in partnership, whether it's a business partnership or whether it's a partnership with somebody working with someone hand in hand. Really important for you to bring harmony into your life. Then you need to, like, do it for you.
Mm-hmm.
So anything that drives you crazy, you need to get rid of it. And you need to just, like, you know, the beautiful soft music, the soft vibrational music, the candles, whatever it takes. You need to just kind of bring that beautiful peacefulness around you and get rid of anything that's driving you crazy. Okay?
Thank you.
Does that all make sense to you, Maxine?
Well, you're bringing me to tears, Allison.
Oh, it's been hard. Well, honey, I know it's been hard. I know it's been hard.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, your soul is beautiful. This, when I look at this energy that I'm looking at here, and I don't even see your whole chart. I can only see a piece of it. When I honor your soul. I absolutely honor.
I know I'm good inside, but most people don't see it.
Oh, you're beautiful inside. You're lovely inside, Charles.
I need to ask one question, and
sure.
It's pertaining to a grandchild.
Sure.
My grandchild and I are very linked. And
sure.
What's going on is he's not fitting in. And my question, I guess, is I believe he is, such as I, very spiritual,
mm-hmm.
very sensitive, and that he's here to teach.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what I can do. Number one, my daughter is not open to spirituality, and so I have to be very, very cautious in how I support him. But he's being abused. When we're very, very sensitive, we have a sensitivity that most people don't understand.
Right, right.
And she is not approaching him in a manner that is healthy for him.
Right.
I recognize it, I feel it, and when he sees me, it's like, Manny, help.
But you can communicate to him telepathically just with thoughts, and you can also send him healing and love. You don't necessarily have to have a hands-on teaching him, but you can certainly do it many, many ways, and I would be happy to, you know, perhaps explore that with you. If you want to go to my website, and my phone number's on there.
Okay.
And I'd give you a few tips when I have more time. I'd be happy to do that with you. Michael, do you get anything on her grandson?
I'm agreeing with her on, I don't know if it's so much abuse, but there is a disturbance around him. I believe it may have been the parents, but
mm-hmm.
maybe the parents are going through.
Right. Well, Maxine, you had a difficult childhood, did you not? Maxine, you there?
No, I'm sorry, I thought you said Michael.
No.
Yes, I did.
Yes. So you understand that
square peg, round hole, like right. Michael. Not easy
right.
being green. That's why I said that to him.
Right. Uh-huh. Well, people that carry the same energy, we kind of have like a DNA thing going on with our numbers that our children carry our energy as well. And now if he's carrying a 9 in his chart, such as you were, this may be part of his soul's experience. And I know that you're the grandma, but what I would do for you, you know, and I'm sure Michael would as well, is let me look at his numbers and take some time with his numbers, and maybe I can help you understand and, you know, give you some more advice. But it might very well be that he's going through the same experience you did in order for him to do what his soul came to do. And sometimes that does mean going through some experiences early on in childhood to help you to grow to be where you need to be later on in life. I don't know if you can understand that, Maxine, but it's all part of our soul's intent, okay?
You know,
he's a teacher. And
yes.
he's going to teach her,
so
and
are
I'm
you.
Aware of that.
Right.
So are you, dear.
I agree with him. He's a very sensitive child.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also hearing, too, that there's going to be help coming for the child around the beginning of the new year, too, end of this year.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be a female. She'll be a counselor of some kind. I don't know if it's a teacher or maybe somebody from the church.
He's 2 years old, so I'm not sure.
What is it?
What kind of a counselor there, unless, of course, they are forced into family help.
How old is the kid?
2. He October the 2nd, 05, so he's only 2.
Oh, dear.
He's only 2, okay.
Mm-hmm.
There's problems in the home, I guess, right? Is it the mother?
I think it's my daughter.
Yeah.
My daughter is, I believe, the issue. She doesn't know how to communicate and talk to him, as she is very disrespectful to me.
What about the dad?
The father is older, and he's a Scorpio like I. The father and I get along great, and I believe the father and his son get along great, but the father is listening to the mother.
Okay. And, I get some disturbance with them, too. So it might be a three-way thing going on in there, a mixed bag. I believe somebody else will be brought in. Now, I don't know if it's through Head Start or maybe the father thinks maybe he should talk to somebody. I'm not saying to run right out to the doctor, but I do feel that somebody else may be needed or brought in the beginning of the new year.
How do I handle it, Michael, without stepping on my son-in-law and my daughter?
I think it's going to happen naturally for some reason, Maxine.
You're going to ask me?
It may be the dad.
Come to me.
And I'm not getting an emergency-type situation. I'm getting, I don't know if it's Head Start or they're getting ready to put him in school or...
No, at 2 years old, how can they put him in school?
He's what?
He's only 2, Michael.
Oh, okay, that's right, that's right. He's only two. It's going to come from the dad somehow, I believe.
My daughter has epilepsy and is on major medication, and I believe that's part of it.
Oh,
that's part of it.
I'm feeling that. I'm feeling that it's not him. There's other things in the home that may be bothering him a little bit.
My daughter. And it's the way she approaches him, I believe. That's 100%, I believe that.
Yep. And, you know, with the counseling, it could be maybe the two of them talking to somebody or going to the doctor. Or I just feel that there's going to be another advisor brought in on this. So
I have to interject a little bit about her angels and the angels for the child, because I just really feel a strong sense of, you know, you can send that energy to the child, and I also feel that the child, to a certain extent, is, you know,
a great deal
of angelic help.
Sure.
I feel that. Maxine, you know, if you want to, like I said, you know, if you want to get my phone number from my website, give me a call, and I'll take a look at your grandson's number.
Thank you. Thank you. It's been absolutely fantastic, Allison, and thank you. You brought out a lot in my call. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Maxine.
God bless you both.
Max.
Good luck.
Thank you.
And,
you too, sweetheart. All right.
Good.
And I hope to be doing what you guys are doing.
Okay, dear. All right.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, have a great day.
All right. Be careful what you ask for.
Yeah, really. Oh, dear. Okay.
But,
well, listen, as long as we got one call, and I was going to ask you a few more questions, but I'm just want to open up the lines anyhow, and because I know we took a little bit of time with Maxine, and we want to... I know we got a lot of people that probably want to call in. So everybody, if you're listening, my guest this evening is Michael Gauger. He's just an absolutely wonderful intuitive consultant, quite psychic. My sister had a reading from you. Michael, she adores you. I just want to tell you.
I enjoyed
everything.
Thank you.
And so Michael's here. We're putting together our abilities, and he's doing his thing, and I'm doing mine.
Yep.
And we'd love to have you call in, whether you've got a question or you would like a reading.
I like being a guest.
You like being a guest.
I might become a professional guest.
Okay, so our toll-free numbers are USA 877-876-5227. If you're calling from Canada, it's 888-815-9756. And you can always call direct at 530-876-3222. And remember, if you're calling in, turn down those speakers. Cause
give us a ring.
Yeah. Give us a call. We'd love to do a reading for you, too.
Yep.
So and while we're waiting on that, Michael, you do have a Yahoo group and a newsletter and all that. Do you want to tell people how to...
Yep. I've got a Yahoo group. You can just, I guess, go there and just go to the Yahoo group and search it. It'll take you right there. MySpace and my website, mm-hmm. michaelgoger.com. You can always get more info on me.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep.
All right, well, we got a caller, so let's see who's calling. Who's calling?
Hi, it's Julia. How are you?
Very well, Julia. How are you?
Doing well, thank you.
Julia.
And what
Michael?
Can we do for you?
Okay.
Well, I kind of have a specific question tonight.
Okay, well, give me your date of birth, I can look at your numbers to answer your specific question, and Michael can use his intuitive abilities to answer your question. So, what's your date of birth?
Sounds good. September 16th, 1961.
Okay, and go ahead and tell us what it is you...
Allison, I got some numbers for Julia. You want to jot them down? They might... give you a little something to go on. 5 and 9 and 8.
Okay, got them. Thanks.
All right,
go ahead.
Okay. I like getting numbers. I should have been a numerologist.
You might very well be one.
I can't do math.
You don't need to do math.
I only got 10 fingers. all right. But anyway, numbers make me dizzy, but I like them because I feel the energy in them. So. But anyway, Julia... how can I help you?
Well, my question is, I was going to see if you see, like within the coming year, or more or less, if you see me and my family relocating to another state, or what you pick up around a possible relocation.
It's interesting. I do and I don't. This is a weird kind of a feeling here. I feel like it's been wanted and needed or planned or talked about probably for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And been back and forth. If it will be, Julia, it'll definitely be in the new year. I'm feeling August. I don't know why. I'm just hearing August. I don't know how soon you got to move, but that would be a good way to start. I'm hearing, I'm feeling like it's summer too, August into the new year. But was it because of the children you couldn't move, or?
Well, that was it at first. Well, that's kind of it now. It's,
okay.
You know.
Because I feel like maybe the children got in the way, and now maybe that's better or changed?
It's changed, actually.
Okay, and that's going to free me up to be able to accomplish this, but it's going to. And now I feel like maybe it's the money or financial reasons or business,
mm-hmm.
maybe work.
Yeah, that's part of it too, yes.
Yeah, adjusting that and working with that. Whether or not it will happen, it's going to happen because it's needed and wanted deeply. It's not the area then. I feel like I'm. It's a weird feeling. I feel like I'm not happy where I am.
Yeah.
I don't have to move. I just don't want to be where I am.
Yes.
And so I'm going to get out of there one way or another, is what I'm hearing.
So
it doesn't matter. Yeah, it doesn't matter what anybody says. You're going to do it. So it's. So I am feeling in the new year and probably in the summer months there around August.
Okay.
I can see it happening. Now, I feel like it may come through a female connection. I don't know if it's a relative or a friend in another area where maybe you'd like to be, and they say, hey, I know a good deal. You ought to check this out or look at this. And I feel like it comes about that way. So do pay attention to this. And if you see it developing, jump on it because patience, I'm hearing patience, because you're going to be where you want to be and you're going to be happy. Whether or not you can wait, you know, put in the wait, patience is going to be a thing with you for some reason.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm getting itchy and I just want to do it. You know?
Yep.
Does it feel like that?
Yeah.
I feel very itchy and like I want to just get out of there now and, I feel like I got to complete things, too. There's other things that need to be balanced also. I don't know if it's a little partnership coming out of it, joining forces. You know, Julie, it's almost like when the time comes, somebody's going to almost like say, you know, I know a place and I know a job type thing.
Oh, good.
It's going to be that kind of a connection, even. Or maybe you go there and you spend some time there with them and you hook all this up and then you just go ahead and complete the move. So it's going to go down like that. Almost like you walk into a nice place where you want to be and you already got a job or your husband or whatever is needed is already set up and working.
Wow, nice.
Yeah, and I feel like it was through the effort or help of somebody else. I don't know if it's maybe one of the kids is relocated and is in an area that's good for you, or it's a relative or a friend, but that's probably how it's going to happen.
Oh, nice.
All right. Something about vehicles, too. I don't know if you're getting a car, buying, fixing, selling, but you may have something going down with a car and also traveling, too, between now and the end of the year. I feel like it's going to be happening for you, too.
Okay.
It's above and beyond the holidays, too, I think. And and a family matter being healed too with you. I don't know if is there an argument going on or some problem with
not that comes to mind, but
or something with the family being brought together and healed.
Nice.
Yeah. I see this a lot with the holidays, a lot of these types of healings and closure I'm healing. Maybe somebody you haven't talked to in a while, a friend or a neighbor or something being healed. So you got some healing coming here, too, towards the end of the year for you.
Oh, good.
I'm just trying to spit out a few things that I'm hearing.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Okay. I can tell her just one thing. I know where you're at right now, Julia. It may feel like there's been a lot of limitation, especially since the age of 40, pretty much going through to 48, where it kind of feels like you're doing your best, working hard, but it seems like you're treading water financially. It seems as though for you it's like you have to put in the effort in order to get any reward out of anything. Other people will seem to have stuff dropping into their lap, but, you know, as far as you're concerned, it's just a lot of hard work. But I got to tell you that I can see where this is going to lighten up for you very considerably after the age of 49. The real opportunity for having a great deal of abundance flow into your life, material things, money specifically. And next year should be a really good year for you. This year, I think, has really been more of an inward journey, maybe even facing your fears, or maybe spiritual growth, or maybe you're not so social and not so outgoing. But next year, it really should open up with the money, promotions. If you have a job, career should be a good one. Should get a promotion that can even allow you to move. Money coming in a little bit easier next year. But overall, this Four Pentacles is going to hold you in check. It says you've got to work, because right now you're building a foundation, like what Michael said. You know, you gotta stuff you gotta complete. And during this pinnacle, you've gotta put in, you're building this foundation for that upcoming time when you're really gonna be quite successful or have money flow to you. Right now it's building the foundation for it. And what he said about moving, I'm a little iffy on that as well. If anything, something may happen in June, sudden, unexpected, that will cause a change of residence. And it's very possible that whatever the change that comes in June, you may be moving by August. But something comes in June. So I would look for June for that, okay?
Okay.
And basically, dear, you know, I see you as being, your life is protected. You're a sixth life path. It's protected. There's a lot of protection around you. You have a loving, warm, kind heart. Family important. But also you're very intuitive. And so pay attention to those gut feelings and do some meditation. Okay?
You know,
because you've got a built-in radar system. You know stuff without knowing why you know it. You're very, very psychic yourself. So pay attention to how you feel about things. That's very important for you. Okay?
Excellent. You know, I thought that was very interesting when you were talking about that the numbers can actually say whether you're clairaudient or claircognizant or, you know, how it plays out for the particular person.
It does. It's very, very true, too. Very true. Yeah, it tells, like, you have a 16 birthday, and that's being clairsentient. You know things without knowing why you know them. You just do. And you get a feelings about things, gut feelings, or you sense things well in advance. That's very strong clairsentience, but it's not to say that you aren't capable of doing some other stuff. People that have three energy or a lot of three in their chart have a tendency to be clairvoyant. They see. They see in their mind's eye. They see visions. They dream, and you dream as well, prophetic dreams. But threes tend to be mediums as well. They see from the other side. So, yeah, the numbers do. And anybody that's got twos in their charts, my God, they're so empathic. They absorb energy. And it's, to me, when you're doing numerology for people, it's really, when you tell them this stuff, they're like, oh, well, thank God there's a reason for all of this. Because people think that they're going crazy, but it's like, no, When psychics say everyone has this ability, it's just some people use it more or are more in tune to it than others, and it's so very true when you look at the numbers.
Yep.
Some people have a lot more of it than others, but it's definitely there. So, okay, Julia, so I hope we were
very
helpful.
Interesting. Yes,
yeah.
Very much. Thank you both very much. Have a great evening and happy holidays.
You too.
Okay,
dear.
You too, Julia.
All right, bye-bye.
Thank you. Blessings to you and everybody that's listening. God bless you all.
Yeah, we have
a safe and happy holiday.
Right. You know, also, too, you know, sometimes, don't you feel, you know, I feel like sometimes that people, you know, wanting to look to see things change in their life, and the one thing for certain is if you wait around long enough, things will indeed change. It's coming around the corner.
Yep.
But also just live in gratitude with what you have. And
right.
The more that you're grateful for what you have, the more abundance comes into your life.
Very important. Thankfulness is
what happens. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Well, okay, so I think what's the time? Wow, time flies with you, Michael, but we've got time for another caller, so if anybody wants to call in with a question or if they'd like a reading, I'd like to again remind you of our toll-free numbers. My guest this evening is Michael Gogger, an intuitive consultant, and we're taking your calls during readings.
Call toll-free USA 877-876-5227. Calling in from Canada 888-815-9756.
Oh.
And you can always call direct at 530-876-3222. I'd kind of like to have you all to myself, Michael, but all right, I'll share you with somebody calls in.
Okay, we'll hear a beep.
So, yeah, tell everybody when your shows are again. Remind them when your shows are on.
It's every Sunday and Thursday, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Right. And you do nonstop readings the whole show, don't you?
Yes, I'm experimenting with guests. Right now I'm featuring other readers because I want to bring the reader out. I want to get people to hear us talk and, you know, talk about things like family, how we started, how we do it, what we do.
Mm-hmm.
Why do we do it?
Yeah, people don't realize as psychics, we do have grandchildren and we do celebrate Thanksgiving.
Yes, and
we have
all the aches and pains that go with it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I think we've got another caller, so
okay.
Who's calling, please? Hello? Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Go ahead, Allison.
Hello? Who's calling, please?
Hello?
My name is Jody.
Did you get her name, Michael?
Josie.
Jody.
Jody. Hi, Jody.
Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Jody.
Hi,
Jody. Can you give me your date of birth, please?
9/7/1968.
Okay. And you can, what we're doing is you can, Michael's going to tune in to you if you've got a specific question to ask him or if you just like him to.
Okay.
And Allison, write down 3, 4, and 14 for some
3,
reason.
3, 4, and 14. I got it.
That's what they're flashing at me.
Okay.
And going back to numbers, it's also the vibrations, too, Allison, that we were talking about with numbers, too, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because I get vibrations off the numbers.
Okay. Well, I'm listening to you as you do your reading, and I'm trying, you know, I'm connecting the numbers that you're saying to what you're, you know, to your reading. So
good.
Go ahead.
Is there a connection?
It's fascinating for me. You know,
is there a connection? Are you picking up on?
Yeah.
Good. I like to be researched. Okay. Okay.
Okay,
right.
Jody.
Jody, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
Welcome to the show, Jody.
Good to be here.
Jody, I'm going right off to the home. I feel like a lot of home and the home stuff going on. Are you moving or buying or selling or doing, making it bigger or better or?
Actually, I'd like to get smaller and less. Not bigger and better.
So you're looking or are you just thinking about it? Or?
I have thought that it's time to move.
Okay. I'm getting this manifesting around you, so don't be surprised if you run into conversations pertaining to it, thoughts and ideas. And in the meantime, I feel like I'm doing something to make where I am better, too. So that may become an issue as you go into the new year, maybe making something better or bigger or fixing or getting something that you want there. So I just feel like the home and improving is going to be on the mind and thoughts, so keep that in mind.
Okay.
Now I'm going to the business arena. I know we're running out of time, so I just want to get in there. That are you looking for work, or is somebody looking for a job, or something changing in the workplace?
No, I was going to ask a question if there's something I should watch for at work. I had an accident a few years ago, and I've returned to work in the past, but I've just returned after being off for a year. And I'm just concerned with what's going on around me and wondering if there's something I should pay attention to.
Okay. I'm feeling good about things. Now, you said you were out of work for a year?
Well, I was off of work, but I just returned. I had an accident, yes.
Okay, and you just returned. Okay, now this is what I'm getting. That's why they brought me there, to the business arena and the jobs. I'm feeling good about things, Jody. I don't think you got anything to worry about. I feel like by the end of the year, probably within two more weeks, there's even some special relationships developing here with the people that run the place or the supervisors or employers.
Okay.
I feel like you're going to see their light shine through, and you're going to feel welcome and comfortable. And I also feel like it's going to lead to expansion, too. That there's going to be an increase. I don't know if this could be opportunity, overtime, more money, but I'm getting a step up and an increase financially also for you as you go into the new year. And I feel like it comes through a friendship there or a connection going into a friendship, and they do things for you. I feel like it's a male.
Okay.
So pay attention to the men in the workplace and if they're a supervisor or a higher power. But I feel like they're going to introduce you or lead you into something bigger and better where it's going to benefit you there.
All right.
Okay? So I'm not worried about the employers or the boss, and I don't feel like there's anything to worry about, really.
Oh, wonderful.
Okay. I feel strong and good and healthy for you. I'll give you to Allison.
Oh, I'm right with you on that. I'll tell you what, because I'm looking at her personal year this year, and I'm telling you, Jody, you're in a seven personal year. You know what the seven says? It says you need to rest, okay? It means whenever someone's got a 7 year, seven life path, you know, when you're a seven life path, it kind of means your whole life they don't really want you out there having a career. They want to give you the opportunity to rest. You're in a 7 year, and it really probably was important for you to take that year off, to spend some time. You know, if you're in a career, if you're busy working, you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing in that year, and that's working on you, that's having the time to think and to reflect and to kind of work on yourself. And so you're coming out of that 7 year, you're moving into an 8 year, girl. And I'm telling you what, if you've got a career or anything going for you, it's very good year for promotions, for being recognized. And it doesn't necessarily mean that you got to do anything fabulous this year. Next year, what it means is you're going to be recognized for things that you've done in the past, things that you've done prior than this upcoming year. You're going to be recognized for. You should be promoted. You should have more money. There should be all kinds of good stuff coming for you next year. So I'm right on board with Michael with good things for you upcoming after January, okay? My big thing for you, my little word of advice for you is really believe in yourself. Set the bar higher, okay? Little self-love goes a long way. Choose confidence. Believe in yourself, really. That's important for you right now. And girl, you are so incredibly powerful. You have no idea. You're like a master life path. You have tremendous ability to do something really wonderful for humanity. I don't know if you feel overwhelmed by your ambition sometimes, or sometimes you feel like there's only one of me. I can't possibly build this dream. But if I could leave one thing with you, if you were to ever decide to do something really big, you've got some major energy that would support you in it, okay?
Yep.
Okay.
All right. All right, Jody, so I hope that's helpful. We got to wrap up the show, so thank you for calling in.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, Jody, good luck.
All right.
And, thank you.
Yep. All right. And it will go well for her.
Yeah, I think I kind of like it that what you were saying is exactly what I was seeing there as well, you know, and it's like I love it when that...
We work
and of course
well
the numbers,
together.
Yeah.
We work good together.
Well, I want to remind, or at least tell our listeners, okay, you have a newsletter and you also have a Yahoo group. And so once again, Michael, tell them what your website is and how they can go about signing up for your newsletter.
Okay. I don't have a newsletter, but I run other people's newsletters. I run yours now. I will be running your newsletter from now on.
Oh, you're a sweetheart.
Through my group, and I also run the newsletter of WOE and their online security experts that work for free and help people on the Internet. So I run two newsletters. But I do have a Yahoo group, and I got a MySpace, and my website has a mailing list.
Okay.
And
so anybody looking right there on the front of BBS can get all that information from
Or go right to my website, and I got it all listed right there. You just click on it, it takes you right there, and you can sign up. And then whenever I do a show or appear somewhere, I send out an email.
Right.
And I'm going to be doing a lot of it because in 3 weeks I'll be retired. I'll be doing this full-time.
Well, that's good, and we can have you full-time, and I like that.
Yeah.
That'll be great. There'll be more of Michael.
I'm open
more
to
Michael
any ideas.
Around.
Thank you, Allison, I'd like to have you on my show as a regular, like maybe once a month, do something together.
Sure. Wow.
Would you be open to that? Or like maybe write it in stone, like the first of the, you know, in the beginning, the middle, the end, or we'll email each other on that.
Well, we'll go back and forth on that. That sounds great. I love working with you, Mike. I just love your energy.
I enjoy it. I really do.
I love your energy. You're great.
Yeah, I'd love it.
Okay, we got to go, though.
Okay.
Because otherwise, John will be tearing his hair out and kicking us off. So.
Okay.
So anyhow, everybody, thank everyone that called in. Thank you so much for calling in. We really do appreciate your interest in the show. Those that have been listening, thank you so much. And, you know, I myself, you know, as I was saying earlier, everyone have a wonderful Thanksgiving, but try to live in gratitude every single day of your life. We, you know, that's the way to go. And, Michael, do you have any parting words?
I'd just like to say thank you to everybody, BBS Radio, you, and the listening audience, and I love yous all. And
love
have
you.
A safe, happy holiday, everyone.
Yeah.
I'll see you Thursday on my show.
All right, thanks, Mike, for being on my show.
Okay.
Anytime.
Good night.
All right, you're always welcome. All right.
Good night. Bless them.
Good night, everybody.
Thank you for joining us this evening. For more information, or if you wish to contact Allison for a reading, please visit www.visiblebynumbers.com or email Allison at alynch@ptd.net. Have a wonderful evening and be well.
This land is your land.
Join us every Tuesday
from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern
on The People Speak with host Basma Farhat
as she interviews guests.